When was the last time you realized that something you've always believed about success, happiness, or even who you are just isn't true anymore? Hey, it's Jamie, and today we're talking about something that doesn't get enough attention, especially in midlife, and that's unlearning. Most of us have spent decades collecting information, lessons, habits, doing everything we thought we were supposed to do. What happens when those old beliefs start to feel heavy? When the version of success you once chased doesn't fit anymore? That's what this episode is all about. It's really a means to let go, to question the old definitions and make space for something new. Midlife isn't always about learning more. It's about unlearning what no longer serves you so that you can finally grow in a way that feels like you. I think midlife brings pride. We have families, we have things and people and pets that we care for. But then we can also feel restless. Maybe we're at a place where we either didn't hit our goals or we hit our goals and maybe we still feel like there should be more. Or I think in my case, I don't feel the way I expected to feel. We talk about learning new habits, new skills, new goals. And with the new year coming up, that's probably going to be what many of us are searching for. What's new? What's next? But maybe it's about changing the way we think. I'm going to call it unlearning, but that doesn't mean you're going to forget. It's about just releasing some of the things that you've been hanging on to. In this episode, let's talk about getting some clarity around that. Maybe some tools and prompts to think about what's holding you back. In midlife, we know more than we've ever known, and sometimes we can feel less certain. The formulas that once worked for us, job, security, approvals, maybe they don't fit anymore. For years, I'll give you an example. I believed that success meant having a dependable job. It gave me security, but I'm not always feeling fulfilled. I have a great job. I like my job. I like the people I work with, but I still have this feeling of like, I want something more. I want something that's my own. Maybe you've noticed that sometimes things look right on paper and just doesn't always feel the way you had planned them to feel. Learning starts when the things that you thought made sense either don't, or maybe they just don't feel right. There's a lot of reasons that this can happen. We might cling to old beliefs. We might have to protect our identity. What if I'm not the one that's dependable like I used to be? Or conditioned to work hard and success will follow. Maybe you're at success and you're like, okay, what do I have next? You might be afraid of failure or disappointing others, or just not feeling confident in your next choice. Some of those things, they come from culture, they come from our childhood, things like college and job equals safety. But in today's environment, that's not even the case. Jobs come and go all the time. You're needed until somebody decides you're not. What were things that you were taught about success, security, or happiness that might not really fit into your life today? For me, corporate stability equaled success. This might be a good time for you to journal or just think through, what do I believe that no longer feels true? And challenge your proof. Where did that belief come from? Is that society? Is that something you learned at school? Is that a family belief? Sometimes that context really matters because you need to reflect back and think, where did that come from? Why do I believe it? Why do I think it's different now? And there's a lot of things that have happened over the years. So if you think about corporations, people worked for corporations their entire lives. They started there when they were old enough to work or graduated from college, and they spent their whole lives there. They had pensions, they retired. That is what raised families in America, how houses were purchased. I would say both corporations and employees are much more fickle than they used to be. People leave jobs all the time. The job environment changes all the time, and people, corporations are doing more with less. Jobs get cut. But what are you curious about? What is something that is driving you to do something different? And what if different is possible now? If you've been listening to this podcast, you already know that I've had a great time this last year starting a blog. I was really excited to share with my husband yesterday that in October we had 11,000 visits to the blog. I went from, I think, maybe 20 in my first month to 11,000. That's awesome. If you work at something, you'll continue to see growth. And what are you interested in that you could share with other people? And what brings you to life? Think about other things that you could do on your own or just create adventures? What are some projects you'd like to work on that just make you feel happy? Are there some hobbies that you'd like to do? And it's okay for you to outgrow your goals that you set when you're 20. If you think about the goals that you set when you're 20, you're a totally different person most likely now. And what was important to you 20 years ago probably isn't the same now. I also have a custom GPT that's free if you sign up for our newsletter to help work through this very topic. It's called the Second Act Pathfinder, and it helps you explore new directions. What are you interested in? What is important to you? How much time do you have? What brings you to life that you could work on maybe 5-10 hours a week? I would love for you to sign up for that to help walk through that. Transformation now is probably more common than we've ever seen it. Think about the women that you see online that have left a role and started a business or a passion project. I've met more people this year. I'm actually stunned at how many people do this and how many women are doing this, starting their own companies and doing something on their own and being very successful at doing it. And then finding time to balance work, home, and life. I'm just blown away at how many women are doing that. If that's something that interests you, you can start experimenting with doing something on the side. I would suggest picking one to two things. If in my example, I started with a blog last year and did my marketing on Pinterest, and I did expand into a podcast this year. That might not be right for everybody, but I think it's the best next step for me to continue to grow and build a community. You might think starting over means losing everything, but what if it really meant you're finally using everything you've learned, but maybe doing it a little bit differently? What happens when you unlearn, which again, just means that you're reframing previous beliefs? You might stop chasing validation. You might redefine what success looks like now. It's totally okay to redefine your goals. Think about goals at work. How often do you set a goal at the beginning of January and due to business circumstances, they change throughout the year? I'm not saying you shouldn't have life goals, but I would expect them to change. Make space for having meaning in your goals. What is one belief that you're ready to release this month? Letting go of this feeling that that's a goal you have to have, or that's a belief you had to have. How has it evolved over time, and what is right for you now? Unlearning doesn't erase who you were. It reveals who you've always been and what you'll become. Before next week's episode, I'd love for you to maybe journal or just think through some prompts. Through joining our newsletter, I'm starting up a new community for women in their second act. The Second Act Pathfinder is a great step to help you walk through some of the journal prompts we talked through in this episode, but also a way to help you navigate what is next for me. Take 5 minutes tonight, write down your one belief that you're ready to unlearn. That's where your next chapter begins. If this episode was helpful, please share it with another woman that you think could use it. Would love reviews and follows, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, or whatever platform that you use to listen to this podcast. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.